everyone. Welcome to the sixth episode of the Film Stage Podcast. I'm Editor-in-Chief Jordan Rao.
And I'm Staff Editor Dan Mecca.
Today is Tuesday, April 21st.
Yes, it is, Jordan.
So, yes, today we have a review of The Soloist coming up. Joe writes The Soloist. And then we have some film news and...
And like usual, like Jordan said, we have some film news and we usually talk about some old movies we've been catching up on. But today, instead of older movies, we're actually talking about some recent movies that we've had a chance to catch up on. And those will be kind of like mini reviews in place of the older movies we usually talk about. And that's about it.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of movies this week in the theater, I mean. So, so we're going to talk about those instead. So, news. Let's start off with news. So, a couple of days ago, Eli Roth was interviewed by MTV. This is the director of Hostel and Cabin Fever, and he's also does some cameos in films as well.
Yeah, and he seems like a huge douchebag.
He does. He does seem like a huge douchebag. But he has revealed he's going to start to shoot an $80 million action epic this fall. And then
who's going to give Eli Roth $80 million?
People.
Someone will. Okay, yeah. Anyone. And what is it about?
Yeah, so, first he's going to shoot his action epic, which we'll talk about in a second, but then 3 weeks later, after that, he's going to turn around and shoot a feature-length version of Thanksgiving, which was the short in Grindhouse.
Very good, actually. It's the best thing he's ever done, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed Cabin Fever, but we can talk about that.
Oh, I haven't seen it, actually, so never mind.
So, he described this project, and he said... it's going to be something that's really fun with a lot of mass destruction, and he wants to do something along the lines of Transformers or Cloverfield, but a little more science fiction based. And he said the villain, it's not going to be aliens or robots or a virus. It's going to be a little more grounded. And but he says, this is a direct quote, when people hear it, they're going to be like, that is going to be insane. So,
oh my God.
Daniel. Obviously, from your size, you don't like Eli Roth.
No, I hate him. I hate him. I think he's really like not good at making movies. And
what don't you like about his movie making?
I hated Hostel. I saw Hostel in theaters, and it just, you know, I didn't see the point. But like, for you know, beyond that, I just thought it was a poorly made movie. I don't like how self righteous Eli Roth is, or he seems to be at least. And you know, I hated his cameo in Death Proof. I did like Thanksgiving, so I mean that was a good thing. I've heard really good things about Cabin Fever, starring Ryder Strong of Boy Meets World.
Oh yes, he was good in that.
Which
I watched that movie. Funny. Don't ever do this. I watched that movie with my parents. My friend brought it over, and he was like, "Hey, this movie looks like it'll be good." And we watched it, and there's a shot in the movie in the beginning. It cuts from, it's like a normal nature, like a nature scenery, and it cuts to a squirrel, and then it cuts from a squirrel to people just fucking. So that's when my parents left.
And that's Eli Roth.
That's Eli Roth. Shock. No, but I don't know. I like Cabin Fever. And then when I saw Hostel, I was at that age. When did that come out? Like 5 years ago?
Yeah, like 5 years ago.
Yeah, like where those movies were like, oh, this will be interesting. Like just for the shock value. But looking back, you know, it wasn't a great movie.
That's why I went to go see it, you know, for the shock value. But like, it's 45 minutes of softcore porn. And then it's 45 minutes of torture porn, you know, and so it's a porn, it's a porno. And I mean, the movie's a porno. I mean, it's two short pornographic movies. I could have just seen it for free online, that's kind of the way I looked at it. You know, why did I have to go to the theater to see it? There's really no reason for it at all. So, that was kind of the way I look at it. And I just don't like that he feels he can contribute in any like really kind of substantial way to the world of film, you know what I mean? And it pisses me off that Quentin Tarantino's friends with him because you know he's in fucking
Inglorious Bastards,
you know.
But what do you think? So you don't like his horse? But I mean, okay. What do you think about this?
But I mean, with the, he gets a little this more news, money. This news seems it's interesting. It's an interesting idea. I know that he was actually attached to direct Cell, the Stephen King book Cell.
Yeah.
Which I read the first couple chapters of because it was Entertainment Weekly. I remember when it came out, and it was pretty horrible book. But I think it would have been a kind of a cool, you know, horror movie. The premise being like, everyone with a cell phone, when they talk on it, they become like these zombies.
So like cellular.
No, I'm just kidding. So like, yes, exactly. Yeah. Everyone becomes Chris Evans. So I thought that would have been cool had he had been able to do that. But I guess that project's kind of been tossed aside. So this news sounds pretty cool. I find it funny. Transformers/Cloverfield. Those are two very different movies in terms of how they were made and for how much.
I think it's just going for like a huge like action epic, which would be interesting because Cloverfield and Transformers are both rated PG-13. So.
That's a good point. So like, I didn't think about that.
I'm really, especially because he gets because Cloverfield was at 20. It was really cheap budget.
Yeah, not a lot of money. I think 20. Yeah.
So like with four times that money, I want to see what he can do with and make it like hardcore, like R rated. Because I think that's what he's gonna do, probably R rated. I mean.
Yeah, and this is the one about the not virus.
Well, no, he said it hasn't. He said there's no, like, he's not gonna tell the villains yet, but it's very grounded. So I don't know. Something realistic, I assume.
I never thought I'd hear Eli Roth and grounded in the same sentence.
But yeah, so I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. It's shooting this fall. After that, he said he's going to do the full-length Thanksgiving, and he said he wants it to make wants it to be the sickest, bloodiest, most violent slasher movie ever. He said, "I want to make the highest body count slasher film I can." So,
good for him.
I mean,
you gotta have dreams. You gotta have dreams. So, you know, I probably won't be first in line to see it, even though I love the trailer.
Yeah.
But I'm sure people are gonna enjoy it. But I find it funny that I guess he will get this money though because Hostel 2 was such a bomb.
Yeah.
That movie lost copious amounts of money.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of funny that
it's given some time. I mean, that was about two years ago. So.
Yeah, but you know,
time to cool off. I don't know.
In a Hostel, I guess was a hit. It was, so. Yeah. So I mean that's, but
yeah. So okay, let's move on. Looking forward to both these films, and not in to the greatest extent, but definitely keep our eye out for them. All right.
Definitely.
So, yes, yesterday, actually it was 2 days ago. Empire Magazine unveiled the first two photos from Peter Jackson's upcoming adaptation of The Lovely Bones, which was written by Alice Sebold. And Dan, you've read a little bit of this book. Do you want to give us?
I read the first 50, 60 pages of this book because I had heard about 2 years ago that they're making it into a movie, and I heard that they're casting Ryan Gosling as the father, and Ryan Gosling is one of my favorite actors. And I heard that so many people had loved it and all that stuff. So my mom had a copy. I started reading it, and this book was horrible. Oh, it's just not good. I mean, it was just one of those books where I just didn't think it was really well written. I mean, it's an interesting story. For those who don't know, it's a girl gets murdered, and she essentially narrates the book from beyond the grave in heaven. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's scenes where she describes what heaven's like, and then there's other scenes where she's observing what life is like without her and how our family's affected. Ryan Gosling has since been replaced by Mark Wahlberg, and apparently he was fired. Ryan Gosling was fired because he gained too much weight for the role, and it looked like he was wearing a fat suit, which I always found really funny. Apparently that is true. So I thought that was always really funny. So that's going to be but almost equally as interesting seeing Mark Wahlberg playing like a broken dad. Yeah,
maybe this will be his first good movie in the last four movies he's made hasn't been.
Well, The Departed.
No, that doesn't, because I looked on the list the last.
What are the last four movies?
I can look it up again, but it was.
Well, no, Max I mean Payne, The Happening, the Max Payne.
And then in 2007, I think, there was one thing. Maybe it was four out of the five, and that one was the only good one. But
Shooter wasn't too bad. I mean, that was Shooter was kind of a fun movie, but anyway.
So these
first... and but with this, with the Lovely Bones, most of the book, or at least a majority of it, is what happened to the girl, and like, and then how she like seeks vengeance on the man that killed her.
Oh, Wheel in the Night, dude. That's the other one I was thinking.
Oh, and that's a bad one. That's a pretty bad movie. But yeah, so I'm curious to see what Peter Jackson is going to do with it.
Yeah, well, look at this. This is what the photos that were released. It shows the first image of heaven, right. And you've seen the photo, right?
Yeah.
What do you feel? I feel like it's. I mean, first of all, it's just a photo.
Well, it's good. It's exactly what I expected. It seems beautiful. I mean, that was the worst part of what I read from the book.
Not really.
You know, and like I said, I didn't read a lot. But the descriptions of heaven are very bland. It's like, oh,
yeah, well, that's exactly what the picture looks like.
Yeah, it worries me. But at the same time, it's kind of what I expected. Mm-hmm. You know, in the book, the descriptions are like, oh, heaven is a place where, you know, what you want to happen happens, and like you live in the world
that you
of your choosing, and like that's cool. But like, isn't that what everyone thinks heaven is?
Yeah.
You know, like, thanks for telling me what I kind of already kind of assumed
yeah.
in terms of, you know, any measure of faith. So, I mean, she didn't really take her she didn't really have a unique vision, Al Siebel. She really didn't have a unique vision of what heaven looks like. And the reason I got excited about Peter Jackson adapting is because he does have, obviously, you know, great cinematic visuals in his film yeah. and just great cinematic eye and everything.
What I'm worried about is all the Lord of the Rings fanboys and King Kong, because that was kind of like a epic movie. But he said in an interview that this is just strictly, it's going to be pretty much a drama, a character-based drama. So, like, there's not going to be really any...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what the story action. Is. You
yeah.
know, I mean, the story is very much... I mean, there's a lot of narration. I mean, I would imagine there might be a lot of narration in this movie because the book is... I mean, the book is written as if it were narration for a film. I mean, it's very simple writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to lose anyone with it. I mean, which is probably one of the reasons it was a bestseller, which, you know...
Yeah, so...
But, you know, a great cast, though.
Yeah, there was two pictures. The other picture was Stanley Tucci. Kind of sad, so...
What's the picture of Stanley Tucci?
Here, he's in front of, like, a miniature house or something like that.
I think he plays not the nicest guy in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think I'm giving anything away, unless the movie...
Oh, I think you're right. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Unless the movie tries to hide that, but I don't imagine it will, because... The book doesn't, because yes. I mean, I only read the first 60 pages and told you who the killer was and everything. So
yeah, well, so the film gets released December 11th.
Yeah.
Okay. So next bit of news: David O. Russell has been assigned to replace Aronofsky in the film Fighter. This film was originally set to be directed by Darren Aronofsky, who recently did The Wrestler and then The Fountain before that, and. There was a lot of stars previously attached, Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, but they both dropped out, and now it's Mark Wahlberg, as it was always going to be, and then Christian Bale is joining him. This film, it's in the Rocky-like, it's about, you know, Rocky-like rise to championship.
Is it based on a true story?
I
think it might be, but
Mark Wahlberg plays Mickey Ward.
Mickey Ward, right? And it's he's a lightweight as opposed to Rocky was a heavyweight. But yeah, I have no problem with this news. I like David O. Russell a lot.
Me too. I like Three Kings a lot.
Yeah, it's one of my.
And I even enjoyed I Heart Huckabees. Did you like?
I Heart Huckabees was okay. It was kind of like an interesting failure, kind of a movie. Not different actually from. The Soloist, which we'll be talking about later.
Yes.
But I really like Flirting with Disaster. If you ever saw that, that's great movie. It's like a really funny comedy. Well, it's like a really funny dark comedy. And Three Kings is one of my it was really one of my personal favorite movies. Yeah. And I would love to see. He's got a movie. I think David Russell's got a movie coming out soon called Nailed,
not really.
Starring I can't remember who, but. But it's kind of like an all-star cast, and I'm really excited for it. So, because he hasn't really come out with anything since I Heard Huckabees.
Yeah, this looks good. I mean, Mark, I remember all the news stories that came out about this film. Mark Wahlberg, like, they remember the news stories that just kept saying, oh, he's been training forever for this.
Right, exactly. I remember that. Yeah.
So, I don't know. He must really be in perfect shape
character
now.
And everything.
So.
Is Mark Wahlberg not, is he ever not in shape?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
We'll see in The Lovely Bones.
Well, actually, in The Lovely Bones, he's not supposed to be in shape, so we'll see.
We'll see. Mm. But so this film production is supposed to start in July, but there's still no negotiations being worked out because
for a lot of changes. The
yeah, just because there's a lot of, you know, Bale and then this and then.
Now Bale plays the fighter turned trainer.
He plays